good. Give the Lord a hand clap, another hand clap of praise. Get your Bible out. Get your Bible out. Turn to Psalm 34. If you can't find Psalms, get a job. It's right before, it's right after Job. Get Job, not Job, just Psalm. Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Verse 17. You might as well stand back up one more time. Stand up one more time. Again, we're on the 12-step program, but not right now. We've had too much go on in the world out there. But we've also had too much going on in our world here. And so I really felt compelled again, one more time, before we go into the 12-step program, to do something that will minister to everybody here today. Psalm 34, verse 17. You got your Bible, say amen. You don't say, oh me. All right. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles, out of all their tight places, out of all their catastrophes. That's why that word trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them with a broken, such as a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many, y'all say many, are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Stretch your heart, forth your hands this way. Ask God for a special touch and anointing. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We know, God, that you are alive and well, and we know, God, that you're on the throne. And Father, I don't know about everybody else, but yesterday was a tough day. And I thank you, God, that today is a new day and that we don't have to live in yesterday, but we can move forward. And we thank you, God, for that ability to move forward through you. I ask you right now, Lord, to help us focus on your word and not the situations all around us. And we'll thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Let's all be seated. I'm going to sit down for a while, too, I think. I may or may not. I'm not sure. We've had a lot of storms lately. Just last week, we celebrated, or not necessarily commemorated, 9/11, not celebrated because there's nothing to celebrate. We commemorated 9/11. Also, Charlie Kirk, who hadn't done anything to hurt anybody. He done his best to bring peace, and he was shot while he was doing his thing, trying to talk, not fight, but talk. He got shot. That Ukrainian young lady, Irina Zaruska, minding her own business, coming here to get away from the trouble in Ukraine, and she comes over here, and she's working, minding her own business, working on the way home, just texted her boyfriend and said, I'm on the way home. And a man jumps up from behind and stabs her in the neck. And what was even worse was, it showed, I don't know if y'all seen all of it, but I saw it, where while she's bleeding out, nobody will even help her. It's crazy. So look at all the things that's going on around us and all the things that are happening. And then here locally, a week or so ago, we've had some murders in our county and in the areas. And then, of course, we lost Don. And so it's been a whole lot of heartache and a whole lot of storms going on. So I just want to talk about when the storm passes, but the pain remains. How many's ever had a storm go by in your life, and although you fought fiercely that storm, the pain refused to go away? So here we go. Life's roughest storms prove the strength of our anchors. So let me tell you, so listen carefully. I'm going to try to just kind of just walk this through today. I can't promise anything, but this is my intentions. Some storms leave behind more than broken branches. Amen? Every last one of us, we have storms in our life that leave broken hearts. Think about it. Not just broken branches, but broken hearts. You survived. You endured. You're still standing. You're still moving. But now, you left with an eerie silence. Maybe it's at the plate where somebody used to sit and have dinner with you, or in the living room when somebody used to sit there with you and now they're not there, or somebody in the church used to come in and couldn't wait to sit by them or talk with them. But now you're left with silence. Not only left with silence, but you're left with questions. Why is this happening? What is going on? What in the world is happening? But Charlie, he's silent now. Of course, I believe with all my heart that all that did was just spark something, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. But at the same time, now his voice, for his own personal voice, is silenced. Some of you are walking around in here, and you're wounded, but your wounds don't show. You can't see them. Nobody sees your wounds but God and you. You get up hurting, you go to bed hurting, you hurt while you sleep, you have all kinds of nightmares that may be going on. And so most people I know, if you get a chance to talk with them, they're walking around with multiple wounds. While you're trying to heal from one thing, another thing happens, and it just keeps going and going. And by the time you try to heal from one thing, here comes another. So most people that I've talked to, if you want to get down to the truth, they're so wounded on the inside. And so now, look, let's talk about that. You know, to feel your strength, you feel your strength in the experience of pain. So watch this, that there's a quiet ache that follows the chaos. But here's the truth. Listen carefully. There's a song out there from Casting Crowns. I think it's just called Be Healed. Okay? You're still being healed. You're being healed by grace. You're being healed by love. You're being healed by truth. You're being healed by God, who never left you in the middle of all this chaos and all this craziness. God is still God. And God is still there. We don't always feel Him. We don't always see Him. We don't always hear Him. But God never left. So let's talk a little bit about that. In your trials, number one, I love this, be strong, because things will get better. It may be stormy now, but it never rains forever. Number one, God is there. And God was in your pain even when you couldn't feel Him. In the middle of your trial, you may have felt abandoned. You may have felt silence, but not an absence. God's got you. Amen? God was there. God was holding. God was watching. God was weeping with you. Amen? Think about Lazarus. Jesus was right there weeping with him. Knowing he was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, he still wept to let everybody know that he enters into our pain with us. Even though he knows what he's going to do, he enters in that. So watch this. God is powerful enough to carry us through our pain. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Let me read this. I got some. So I want to really go down deep in these verses today, because I think it's important that we know what God is telling us in His words. So turn to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 18. Psalm 34, verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be a contrite spirit. Let me read another version of this. I love this. If your heart is broken, you'll find God right there. If you're kicked in the gut, He'll help you catch your breath. Wow. That's powerful. That's a powerful, powerful thought. Corrie ten Boom says, there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Even in your lowest moment, God is there. Turn to Isaiah. Isaiah. And mark these, because you may need these while you're going through all this. And as the world is going through all this, wow. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. The New Living Translation says, listen, the Lord is not too weak to save you. He is not becoming deaf. He can hear you when you call. I love the Message version of this. Look, listen. God's arm is not amputated. He can still save. God's ears are not stopped up. He can still hear you. Praise God. God's got this. Somebody say God's got this. That's right. So, God has intention for your pain, a reason for your struggle, and a reward for your faithfulness. Don't ever give up. Amen. So next is, God's comfort is not just a feeling, it's a promise. You know, sometimes we try to walk around on feelings. Feelings ain't going to get you anywhere. You got to know that you got to know that you got to know. God doesn't offer some kind of vague encouragement. He gives unshakable promises. And I want you to turn with me to Isaiah. Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. And 2. Isaiah 43 and 2, when thou passest through the waters, I shall be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Let me read some more versions here. I love it. The Message version is so awesome. When you're in over your head, I will be there. When you're in rough waters, you will not go down. When you're between a rock and a hard spot or a hard place, it will not be a dead end. That word for waters there, when you're in those waters, that word waters actually, when you pass through the waters, that word water is not a river water, it is waste water. It means to be full of urine and to be full of all other kind of waste. And lately, has it ever felt like you're just going through a bunch of waste? Waist deep in waste? And it is so aggravating to get caught up in this stuff. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 and 4 says, the God of all comfort comforts us in our tribulations. Why does he do that? So that we can comfort somebody else and help carry other people through their problems when they're going through what we went through. Amen. Charles Spurgeon said, when you cannot trace his hand, you must trust his heart. Listen carefully. God's comfort is not based on your strength. It is anchored in his character. Wow. Sometimes this stuff is hard to realize and hard to hang on to. God has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggles, and a reward for your faithfulness. Here it goes. Ready? You were not defined by what broke you. Wow. I'll let that sink in a little bit. A lot of people let what happened to them define them. And you hear them go by, I'm just an old divorcee. You know, I'm just an old whatever. You know, I listen to the guys in B5. I'm just going to be an old druggie the rest of my life. That's why everybody thinks I am. My family won't even talk to me. I'm just going to be an old druggie all my life. And I say, fellas, you're not defined by what broke you. Whatever you have felt lately that has come against you. Remember this, you're not defined by what broke you. Your trial may have left scars, but listen carefully about scars. Yes, scars show where you were injured, but better than that, scars show where you were healed. Because they're a scar, you know that you have not been defeated. You keep on going. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things, in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. How many's ever heard of Elizabeth Elliot? Elizabeth Elliot and her husband, they were gung-ho for God, and they went overseas to a tribe overseas to minister to them and to bring Jesus to them, and that tribe killed her husband. And she came back and ministered to that same tribe and won them to Christ. Wow. I like what she says. Suffering is never for nothing. God is redeeming your story. God has a purpose for your pain, and He has healing power within all of this. So now, I'm getting ready to close. So I don't want to keep you long today. Allow God to work in you so that He is able to work powerfully through you. Amen. God will restore what you lost. We'll buy some of that later, Eddie. God doesn't just comfort, He rebuilds. Joel 2:25, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. That doesn't mean, listen, please listen carefully. We're going to let down the plow for a minute. If He's going to restore the years that the locusts have eaten, does that mean He's going to give back the person that you lost? Does it mean He's going to give you back a job that you may never can go back to? You're 50 years old and you wish you could play basketball on the high school football team again, or basically play football on the team again. Ain't going to happen. What does it mean? Listen carefully. Life always moves forward. Don died last week, week before last. We still have Sunday service. We buried him yesterday. We still have Sunday service. When we go back this afternoon, whatever you were going to do this afternoon, you're still going to do what happened this, what should be doing this afternoon. Life always moves forward. Say it with me. Life always moves forward. But here's the problem. When we encounter loss, we get stuck in that loss. And when we get stuck in that loss, we don't understand that what God wants to do is He wants us to draw from the past experience, draw from the experience that we went through, but He wants us to move forward. He wants to give us a new normal, but a new normal that's without that person, a new normal without that job, a new normal without that help, or whatever it is. See, God wants to build in us and restore to you the years the locusts have eaten means you move forward in a new normal and not stuck in the old way. Because stuck in the old way, I get people sometimes and I find out they're going through something. They were arrested. They're on drugs. They got DWIs and they're in a pit, and I'm talking to them. And I find out, as I talked to them for a while, I found out the problem started when they lost that person, when they lost that job, when they experienced that pain, and they got stuck in that problem. And even though life was moving forward, they stayed here. And so because life moved forward and they stayed here, it caused a great depression and caused a lot of pain. And as they were trying to numb the pain, it caused them a whole lot more problems. Lamentation 3:22-23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. His mercies are new every day. God's going to get you through this. I promise you, though, it's not going to be painless. And it won't be quick. But He'll get you through it. God will use this mess for good. He'll use this mess to build a message. Again, remember, the process may be messy, but the outcome is always good. DC, get ready to play something, bro. God knows exactly how much you can handle. Listen carefully. God knows how much you can handle. Trust your struggle. Trust your God in your struggle. You're still held. You may feel fragile. You may feel tired, but you're still held. You're held by the hands that formed the stars, by the heart that broke for you, by the grace that'll never let go. Breathe, rest, let God comfort you, let Him remind you. You'll make it through this. God's got you. I don't know if you saw it yesterday or not, but, you know, we lost Don, and Don's a big fixture, and I've been around with him for a long time. And as we were singing, as they were playing the songs, you might even know what I was doing. I don't trust my emotions in things like this. And so what I was doing, if you could see me, if you could look up close and really see me, what I was doing, I didn't have my hand up, but this is what I was doing. Ready? I was going. I was beating up my emotions. I was holding them at bay. I was holding them back. And I was sitting there, and I couldn't even see it, but I was just going. Today, I want you to remember the same God, the same hand that formed the stars, the same heart that broke for you and chased you down, the same grace is not going to let you go. Breathe and rest. Turn to Psalm 46 to be the last one. Psalm 46. Now next week we're going back to the 12 steps. Psalm 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Somebody say now. Say it again, now. Therefore we will not fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. And then just go right to verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the heathen. I'll be exalted in the earth. Be still means to let go. Just to let go. Let go. Today, in many ways, is a start of a new normal. When Charlie Kirk was assassinated, that was the start of a new normal. The attack on 9/11 was a start of a new normal. You can't stay back because that leads to depression and all kinds of ways that you try to mask it and handle it. You gotta get that new normal and move forward and trust God to restore the years in that new normal. Everybody please stand. every head bowed, every eye closed. This day, collectively, is a start of a new normal in many ways. This week was a start of a new normal. And I promise you, throughout your life, there's going to be resets and new normals and resets and new normals and resets and new normals. But God promised to restore your sanity, your mind, as you go into these new normals. If you're here today, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today, number one, you need God in your life stronger than ever before. Nobody looking around. We just put that hand up and say, I need Him in my life stronger than ever before. Praise God. I do too. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, also, if you're here today and you need help by God to step into that new normal while nobody's looking around, we just put that hand up. Yes, God, I got a lot of new normals in my life, and I got to have help getting in them. You can't trade off. You can't bargain your way out. It's a new normal. It's a reset. You cannot fix the reset. You have to accept the new normal and let God work with you to get through it. We're going to pray together right now. Father, I love You. I praise Your name. I thank You for Your grace, for Your mercy. I know, God, You're alive and well and on the throne. Father, we have a whole lot of resets in our life. We got a whole lot going on. And we thank You, God, for what You're doing for us. I ask You right now. I ask You right now, God, to bless us and to help us. Seek Your hand. Seek Your heart. Seek Your mind. And step into the new normal with Your new anointing. And we thank You for it right now. Because we know with the new normal comes a new anointing. And we thank You for that new, fresh anointing that comes in that new normal. I ask You right now, God, to bless each and every person here today. Touch them, Lord. Touch them. Help them feel Your power and Your anointing. In the name of Jesus we pray. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. We're going to say Lord's Prayer. And I'm going to ask Brother Steve to dismiss us in prayer. Ready? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.